Hello, and welcome to another episode of On Air the Johnsonian. My name is Lynn.
My name is Scooter. Hello.
How have you guys been? How's your week been?
Hopefully it's been good. I'm already tired.
Yeah, that's just kind of how it is, though.
Yeah, do be like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. So this week, if you keep up with the On Air the Johnsonian lore, you'll remember that last week we talked about cultural events
for, oh my goodness,
for a big section of the broadcast. So we're coming back with a little bit of an update because now there are some shows that are going to be coming up soon.
I'm a theater major, and guess what? I'm not going to let you forget it, ever.
I am almost positive you've mentioned it at least once every single episode.
Do not worry about it at all. So, there's a show coming up. Guess what it's called? It's called The Arkansas Bear, except for it's spelled wrong for reasons that I'm sure that the plot will reveal. It's a play. I will give you a brief synopsis now. As presented on the cultural events calendar, which you should be checking. This award-winning classic play tells the story of a little girl named Tish, who has just discovered that her grandfather is dying. She runs away to her special tree, wishes upon a star, and escapes to a fantastical world of music, magic, and dance. There, she meets the world's greatest dancing bear, who is also running away from death. In trying to help him, Tish begins to understand the meaning of life and death and learns how to cope with her own sadness. Showtimes run from Thursday, September 30th, through Saturday, October 2nd at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, October 3rd at 2 p.m.
Yeah, another one coming up right now for people, especially freshmen, who need to get their common book stuff done. There's a common book event on October 5th, 2021. That's a Tuesday at 11 a.m. It's called Peace and Security on the Korean Peninsula, the Role of the United States in South Korea. It is all online. It's free. It's about 75 minutes long, and you should do it.
Oh, it is important to note that Arkansas Bear is happening in the Johnson Studio Theater, which is also known as the Black Box.
Yeah. Go do some cultural events. If you're a freshman and you would like a candy bar like I promised the last episode, if you speedrun all of your cultural events and you're the first one to send me an email about it, I will get you a candy bar of your choosing.
Go see Arkansas Bear. Support our theater department. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So next up, we did a little interview with one of the writers of the Johnsonian to talk about Wi-Fi. He has an article in this week's issue. His name is Christian Smith.
He's super cool.
He was very cool to talk to. So here's our interview with him. Okay. Awesome. So tell us about Wi-Fi and campus infrastructure.
Okay, cool. So the Wi-Fi has been bad for a while on campus. It was really bad, especially during COVID, because, you know, with online classes, people really had to use it, you know, for their Zoom classes or, you know, their online classwork and stuff. I had a couple of people tell me that they couldn't even submit their work last year in their campus Wi-Fi. So they had to, or on their dorm Wi-Fi. So they had to go to like the library or like off campus to try to submit their work.
Good Christ.
Yeah. Specifically, the problem seemed to be mostly in Phelps Hall and Courtyard. And I did talk to the Vice President for Computing and Information Technology, Patrice Bruneau, I think is how his last name is said. I could be wrong with that pronunciation. But yeah, he said that those two issues, or those two places he knew were like the biggest problems, and that they're working on solving them. And I could talk a little about, you know, how they're doing that. But other than the Wi-Fi, it's still a problem now. I know I said it was a problem during COVID. It's still a problem. It continues. So yes, as though it's still COVID. So. And then there's also some weird water issues going on. Thompson doesn't have hot water a lot of the time, or at least it didn't for a few days there. Courtyard, there was a water leak on the third floor that flooded, maybe not completely flooded, but definitely like got some water damage in some rooms in the second and first floor. So that was pretty rough. Then there was a power outage in Diggs on September 10th. So that was also a crazy thing that happened, all kind of like within a couple weeks of each other. So yeah.
Is there any, like, have you received any news as to whether or not any of this is something that will be fixed in the future?
Yeah, it seems like they're all different issues, which is like really funny to me. That there's not like one thing. It's just like kind of everything keeps going wrong. It does kind of seem like that's the way it would be for campus facilities. Just like in general, it seems like if you're, if you're an organization that has to deal with infrastructure across a massive area, like a college campus that people are using all the time, it seems like there's going to be a lot of issues, but it's interesting the amount that's been happening recently. The vice president of IT said that they have the funds to completely, this is his quote, completely refresh the Wi-Fi around campus. So they are planning to, redo basically the entire infrastructure for Wi-Fi. Unfortunately, they haven't actually ordered any like physical technology for that yet. They're still in the planning process. So his estimate for when that would like start going up would be late spring or early summer. As a senior, that sucks. but specifically, he said that the places in Phelps that they ordered the materials to fix it at the beginning of the summer, and that it still hasn't come. There's like a chip shortage around the world right now, so they're still waiting on that stuff. But apparently, they took all of the access points from the one hall, Wofford Hall, and put them in Phelps. So it seems like the problem in Phelps is that there's not enough access points, or the access points aren't strong enough. So they're hoping with the new access points it'll be better. But now they're just using more old ones, and he said that helped a little bit, but not a whole lot. And then Courtyard, God, that one's complicated. it has something to do with the way with like batteries in network infrastructure. You could read it on the article if you want more details than that, but
Yeah.
it's a different issue than Phelps, which again,
Gotcha.
everything seems to be a different issue.
Yeah. Winthrop is a lovely campus. I'm very excited to have to spend my grad school portion with decent Wi-Fi at least.
Yeah, I'm glad that some people will be able to enjoy a
I'll
Wi-Fi.
suffer, I
It won't be me.
guess. Gosh. No, just come back for another year and then you can pay them more money to experience okay Wi-Fi.
I would love
Okay.
to do that. I
Yeah.
would love to do that.
Right? Oh my God. Yeah.
Another thing I'll be experiencing is okay water. As
Hopefully.
as it
Not
does
every
seem like
time.
the Thompson water issue is also in the process of being fixed,
Okay.
as they temporarily fixed it and are, guess what, ordering parts. So
Ah,
they're
there we
gonna fix
go.
it and then the water main is gonna break again.
Yeah, I remember the water main break.
Was
That was
awful.
something.
Yeah.
You learn how many water bottles it takes to take a shower in
Many,
times like those.
I'm
many
really
of
glad that I
them.
don't know that information.
For me,
That's a statistic I
the
didn't want to
answer
know.
is seven.
Oh, well,
Yeah.
now I've been forced to know
Yeah, it
it.
depends on
You're
how I have
welcome.
short hair, so anyone with longer hair is probably gonna take more time
Yeah,
unless you are
I do
okay
have
with
longer
having.
hair.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Okay, well, thank you for coming on and talking to us about Winthrop infrastructure because everyone has questions about it and it seems really hard to get answers
Not
sometimes.
very many of the
Absolutely.
answers.
Could I
Yeah.
say one more thing that the VP stressed a lot?
Absolutely.
He said that if you're going to make a report about the Wi-Fi, to please be as specific as possible. What room you're in, exactly what time it was, exactly what happened. Because a lot of the problems they have when someone sends a report, it's just like, my Wi-Fi sucks. And they're like, okay, cool. So they look at the whole Wi-Fi system. They're like, it looks fine to us. So if you're really specific, it's more likely that they'll fix your problem.
Gotcha. We have had some people on our floor say that they were like complaining to IT about the Wi-Fi, and then they showed us the email, and I did think like, well, that's a little vague. And then
Yeah.
the response was just, can you tell us your room number and when it happened?
Yeah. If
All of the
people send that
time.
in, it might help. So.
Yeah. Go ahead and get that out of the way so you don't have to send eight separate emails about the one problem.
Absolutely.
Okay. And if you want to read more about this in more depth, you can read the article about it in the Johnsonian.
Heck yeah.
So thanks again to Christian for interviewing with us.
Thank you.
Make sure to go read his story in the Johnsonian this week, as well as all of the other stories, which are all very good.
Do it. Our staff writers have been doing really, really well this year. We love them.
We do. So next up, we have two whole submissions
Two?
I've only been begging since the beginning of this year.
Okay, salty Sally.
Listen, I'm allowed to be salty.
That's fair, but also.
Yeah. We have two whole submissions. One that's just a story.
Two of them.
And one that ends with a question mark. So that means that we get to answer it. These are anonymous because they asked to be anonymous. This one is a story we're starting out with. And it reads as such. Last year, two friends of mine went through a nasty breakup. Not really nasty so much as the dude of the story was a mess and the girl was a total doll and took a while to give up on it. But get this, the guy freaks out and, believe it or not, starts DMing her kid brother on PlayStation to stay around. Shockingly, that didn't make up for him trying to get another girl to let him lick peanut butter off of her while he was in a relationship. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that except why?
How about we don't lick peanut butter off of people, especially if you have a girlfriend and it is not your girlfriend that you are licking peanut butter off of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that that's the main problem with it. I don't understand the peanut butter that's happening here.
No, don't worry.
But I do think that the major problem is the using PlayStation to stay in contact.
Don't stalk your partners, please, if they want to break up with you.
Yeah. Moral of the story, don't be weird like this.
Also, maybe if you're gonna lick peanut butter off of someone, do it with consent, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably, yeah.
Consent is important in peanut butter licking.
Yeah, that's...
Unless you're a dog.
I think you should train dogs to wait when
you give a dog peanut butter, then they get to lick it because it's a peanut butter treat.
Yeah. Dogs have to be given consent to lick the peanut butter, too. No. Consent is important always. Scooter, I can't believe I have to tell you this.
Oh, my God. No non-consensual peanut butter licking.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one. Yeah. You may be wondering, how is this relevant? Well, one, someone submitted it, and it did happen on campus. Apparently. So... Now you know that this is a thing that happened on campus. I'm sure you feel so much more grounded in your choice.
Beware.
Beware of the Winthrop the Winthrop peanut butter lickers.
New cryptid.
New cryptid just dropped. Yeah, so that was a funny question mark story from campus. We're going to move on to the advice portion. So, from the same anonymous sources before, we have a question that comes with a brief story, and it reads as such. I used to have a homemate who would drink a whole flippin' box of wine every single night, which, hey, is none of my business, but fun enough, they'd start going wild when they drank. One night, they came by after their boxed wine and went on a rave about wanting to skin my roommate. What would you do?
Okay, first of all, as somebody who is over 21 years of age, boxed wine is disgusting. Why would you...
Yeah, I'm also over 21. I think I've ever had a wine that tasted good so far. But I've also heard that if you think that some wine is better than boxed wine, it means you're an elitist because they all taste terrible. Yes, what would you do if someone got drunk and came in wanting to skin your roommate? I'm your roommate, so what would you
I'm your roommate. What would you do?
Okay, so I think we have, like, three distinct paths of, choice paths here. This is, like, one of those...
Choose your own adventure books,
yeah. So, one, you deck them, like, immediately. Now, I would never encourage someone to get in a fight, but...
I would.
We can't say that.
If somebody is threatening to skin your roommate, I think it should be okay to get into a fight with them.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm just, we're all adults here, and you can get sued for that, so. There are legal consequences to this happening. So I'm not saying it's gonna hold up in court because you did threaten to skin someone. I'm just saying, if you throw the first punch, or the first skinning knife, you know, I'm just saying, you could at least have time wasted in court.
Are you operating under the assumption that both people have skinning knives with which to throw at each other?
I think any knife could be a skinning knife if you tried really hard.
I don't think that a plastic butter knife could be a skinning knife, to be perfectly honest.
You haven't watched enough of NBC's Hannibal yet.
No, we're not doing this right now. I I am leaving.
Okay. Yeah, so that's option one. Option one is deck them. Option two is politely escort them out of your room and into your RA's room. Not to redirect the skinning to your RA, because RAs are trying their best, by golly, and they really don't need that.
Might offer option three.
Well, I'm not done with my option, but then I'll let you do it. So I think letting your RA know that someone has threatened to skin your roommate while drunk is probably something they should know, because they live there.
To be fair, we do live right across from our RA, so we have easy RA access. So maybe figure out where your RA is in the event that you may get skinned.
Yeah. If someone, or all these boards, these doors have whiteboards on them and stuff. If someone like leaves an anonymous threat to skin you, maybe get in touch with your RA about that so they can send out a fluoride email about not skinning people. PSA, maybe, do not skin people.
Maybe they will put it in the GroupMe, which should be used for things like that. So here's my plan for option three. Here's my brilliant plan for option three. This might not work if you're vegan, I'm sorry. So what I propose is that you cover yourself with butter. So then you're slippery, right? And then the knife, it can't skin you because it just slides right across your skin. You know what? You get a nice shave. We saw Sweeney Todd this weekend, can you tell?
What if, counterpoint, what if their skinning knife slips on the butter directly into your, like, other part of you? Because you're operating on the assumption that the knife is coming in at an angle, so when it hits the skin, the butter, it'll slide in that direction. But what if it slides in that direction towards your torso or something?
But if they, like, hit you head on, your, like, buttery sheen
bounces off?
Yeah. It makes you invincible.
Yeah. You've seen too many iterations of that, cover yourself in oil, walk into a lake, fly.
What?
Meme.
No clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, old rage comic classic that got popular for a while. No, it's actually funny. Anyways.
So cover yourself in butter.
Yeah.
It makes you invincible.
I'm just saying butter costs a lot. What about just olive oil?
I will say that maybe covering yourself in butter might make you susceptible to butter knives.
That's true. What did we say? A plastic butter knife can be deadly.
That's only if you're covered in butter.
So this is obviously, like, you're not accounting for all ways that this could go wrong.
So pros and cons to covering yourself in butter: makes you impervious to all knives except for butter knives. This is not real. Please don't.
Yeah. If so, legit answer. If someone comes into your room drunk and says they want to skin your roommate, definitely get your RA involved.
For real.
And
maybe call WUPO.
And if it keeps going, then that might be a WUPO scenario.
Maybe try to distance yourself from the person with the knife who is threatening to skin you.
And
your roommate.
Yeah, and make sure you put on the dummy lock on your door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Walk with a buddy to do your laundry.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that butter sales at Walmart skyrocket after this.
No. I don't believe in big corporations. I hope butter at local farmers markets with small businesses.
Earth Fair. Get butter from Earth Fair. Hey, if
you're
Earth
vegan, Fair is also like, it's like vegan. It's like vegan Walmart. Whole Foods is owned by Jeff Bezos.
If you're vegan, you can go get your butter supplement at Earth Fair. And then you too can be protected from all of the knives
except for the butter knives. See, but we're college students. Which knives are people more likely to have? An actual cutty knife?
I have a cutty knife.
Why do you have a cutty knife? Are you going to skin me?
No, my mom.
What if your roommate is the one trying to skin you?
No, my mommy gave it to me when I came to college. It was because the kitchens were open.
In the olden days.
They're open again, but like, yeah.
Do I want to be in there?
No. I don't want to be in there.
No. Anyways, that wraps up our submission special extravaganza. Thank you for submitting our anonymous source.
It just struck me. The genius, if we have a mad peanut butter liquor, what if all of the butter spawns a mad butter liquor?
That is a dark, dark thought. I'm glad we do not live in that timeline.
Or do we?
Bum, bum, bum. Hey, guys, October starts next week. This week. It starts this week.
Yes, it starts this week. If you have any stories concerning mad butter liquors,
yeah, send them our way. Next up, we're going to talk about the mass count. And guys, I am very pleased to announce that there were much fewer masks that we found this week than before.
Guess what, my friends? Last week, the total was 27, which was 9 up from the week before. This week, we're at a solid 30, which means that there are only 3 masks.
Now, I'm very excited about this, because it means that everyone on campus, because everyone listens to the podcast.
Right, the millions of people that listen.
Mm-hmm. Everyone listens, and so they were like, dang, you know, Lynn and Scooter have really made me think about, like, my role in the world and how, you know, I really, if you think about it, I'm a part of nature. Humans are also a part of nature. And I need to take care of my home. I'm not going to leave my mask on the ground anymore. I'm going to take care of it and put it in a trash can where it belongs.
In the trash can.
Now, we were gone all weekend.
All weekend.
So it is quite possible we missed a few.
The numbers might be a bit skewed.
Mm-hmm. You know, only 2 people looking for masks around campus will probably do that, especially when 2 of them are off campus. For
all 2 of them.
For 2 whole days. But I would like to think positively and think that next week there will only be 2, and then the week after that only 1, and then after that there will be none because COVID will have ended because everyone will have been wearing your masks. Right. That's how it works.
COVID is not over.
Please wear your masks.
For what it's worth, I was walking down Scholars today and I watched a mask fly freely off of a girl's face. But you know what she did? She bent down and she picked it up and she put it back on her face. That's what you should do. If your mask flies off, do not leave it there. Mm-hmm.
Or if you're worried about, like, bugs and dirt and such on the ground, just carry, like, an extra.
Do a little...
Yeah, just do a little... And you'll be good. So, total mask count thus far. 30.
Yay.
Yay. See, this is a happy yay.
Progress.
Yeah. Last time it was a sad yay. This time it's a happy yay. If you want to make me happy further, continue to not be bad at putting masks where they belong.
Who knows? We might get to an ecstatic yay, which mm-hmm. would actually be kind of frightening. Never mind.
Yeah. We'd have to lean away for the mic for that one. Yeah. So we're about to wrap up. As usual, we would love to have some more submissions.
You see how we are funny now.
Mm-hmm.
See
how much runtime we got to pad out just by laughing and stuff?
God.
Yeah, and because October's around the corner, spooky season, we're going to be requesting some dark and diabolical and terrifying stories.
Ghost stories!
We want some ghost stories from around campus.
Send us ghost stories,
please. Ghost stories. Obviously, we will accept regular stories from around campus.
Obviously.
But ghost stories.
It's the spooky month.
But it's the spooky, scary month with the skeletons that send shivers down my spine.
We got some fun little knocks last night that came from the ceiling, except for the fun part about it is that we live on the 3rd floor, which means that there's nothing above us.
Yeah, we just have a little ghost that likes to be around us, and we will talk about him next week.
Next week.
So look out for that. If you have any ghost stories, send them our way. Any art that you would like to be...
Give me cryptid stories. Yes. Give me cryptid stories,
cryptid
please.
Stories, or if you invent a cryptid.
If you invent a cryptid.
If you would like to draw fan art of the the terrifying peanut butter liquor that we have revealed in this episode, I would accept it, like... with such open arms.
Please.
And we would give you such praise. Or any other art. I remember when I was in middle school, our school would do a little, like, Halloween art contest. And they're all, you know how middle schoolers are. They were drawing, like, the most scary, gruesome thing that they could imagine. And it was actually, a lot of them were pretty good. So if you have any scary art, we would love to see it. Also, if you have any questions that you would like us to answer, such as the one about someone threatening to skin your roommate, as you can tell, we give excellent advice, and we would love to receive your questions. And these can also be ghost-related, or vampire, or any other supernatural creature. So if you have any questions, like, I think I got bitten by a vampire, what should I do? Or my roommate is actually a ghost, or any other Goosebumps-esque questions... We would be glad to answer them, as well as, like, regular questions.
The librarian is a monster and eats bugs.
Mm-hmm. We would have to go to Digus to investigate that, actually. So that would be pretty fun.
Maybe we'll record it.
Yeah. If you have any such scary, terrifying, frightening, insert adjective here, Halloween type stories, art, or questions, or just regular stories, art, or questions, you can submit them to my email at hortonl@mytjnow.com. That's hortonl@mytjnow.com. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Honor the Johnsonian.
Thanks.
We appreciate every single listen, but, you know, we look at the analytics and we see that everyone ever is listening, so sometimes, you know.
Every single one.
Mm-hmm. We look at all of the names of all of the people who go here, and we're like, wow, every single one of them listens to us. What an honor. For real, though, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We enjoy having an audience.
Yes.
And for now,
stay safe.
Wear a mask.
Buckle up and put on your Halloween pantaloons, fellas.
And have a lovely rest of your week.
Ha ha ha.